listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.
Good morning and welcome to another broadcast of Diaconia, a call to service. My name is Deacon Richard Hudzik, and joining me this morning, as has been our habit and custom, it's a good habit, it's a virtue, is Deacon David Brencic, and also present with us this morning is a special mystery guest whose identity will be revealed in due course. This segment is something that the Archdiocese of Chicago has so graciously granted to the diaconate office so that we can illustrate and talk about the call to service that deacons are especially called to and how that call to service is something for all of God's people, not just those who have the blessing of being ordained. We want to consider how what deacons do might be a source of inspiration, hopefully, but at least maybe helpful for others to think about. As we say, it's not a show about deacons, but it's a show by deacons. And we call the show Diaconia, a call to service, and we'll, in a bit, review that word that we use, that Greek word diaconia. But before we do go any further, I want to start off with a prayer and to dedicate ourselves again, as we do time and time again, as we do daily, and dedicate this show to our Blessed Mother Mary. And I'm going to ask Dave, Deacon Dave, to recite a stanza from a prayer that's part of the Vatican's document on the diaconate. And Dave, could you start us off in prayer this morning?
So let us pray. Mary, teacher of charity, by your total openness to God's call, you cooperated in bringing to birth all of the Church's faithful. Make the call to holiness of us all be fruitful by teaching us to give ourselves to the service of the people of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. So thank you very much for that, David. Again, my name is Richard Hudzik. I'm deacon, and I'm blessed to be the vicar for deacons for the Archdiocese of Chicago, ordained in 1998. I serve the diaconate community of the church in Chicago through that job, that ministry. I also have the good fortune of serving the people of Divine Providence in Westchester. David, what do you do? What's your title? When were you ordained and all that other stuff?
I'm the associate director of the diaconate office. I'm blessed to work with Richard and shepherd our deacons and their families. Ordained in 1999, I minister at St. Louise de Marillac in LaGrange Park. I am married to my lovely wife, Jane, for 36 years, and two grown kids, two grandchildren. So that's
good.
Enough.
Good, 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 good. So you're newlyweds. Excellent,
yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
And as a reminder, diaconia, briefly, where's that word come from, and why do we call this show diaconia?
Well, as we said previously, you know, it's a Greek word that means service, and the roots of the diaconate, you know, I trace back to the passage in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, where there was a need to serve the Greek-speaking widows and orphans. And the apostles chose seven good men, seven holy men, to attend to the needs of those in the margins. And those were the first deacons. And that service continues today. Deacons serve as ministers in the liturgy, as ministers of the word, as teachers and guides, as ministers of charity. In all these roles, deacons strive to be the icon of Christ the servant, his roles of word, altar, and charity are done as a servant, serving God's people.
Okay, so that's diaconia in a nutshell. And we brought along with us this morning one of those icons of Christ the servant. I can see the glow of our Lord. This is Deacon Glenn Tulutke. Glenn, who are you, and why did we ask you here?
Well, thank you very much for asking me, but this is one of the first times that I've ever been termed a mystery guest.
Okay.
And an icon of Christ, which we all kind of try to be. My name is Deacon Glenn Tulutke. I've been privileged to be ordained in 1991, some 27 years ago. I have a loving wife. Of last month, we celebrated 53 years of married bliss. I have three children and two grandchildren. I've been blessed beyond
measure. How long have you been married? You've got 53 years of married bliss. How long were you actually married?
Probably 56,
okay,
because
gotcha.
It's been just like heaven each and every one of the days.
Okay.
It's it truly is an experience.
Just wanted to clarify.
And my responsibility, my ministry currently, as I serve at St. Mary of the Angels over in Bucktown, and I am also privileged to be the outreach coordinator for the Catholic cemeteries of this great Archdiocese of Chicago.
All right, now we're honing in on the topic of the day. It's a topic that I guarantee, absolutely without equivocation, this is a topic that is of interest to each and every person alive listening to the show. Catholic cemeteries, who runs that? Who owns that? What's that about?
Part of the ministry of the church is to continually walk with people, and part of that walk is from natural birth to the time someone dies. And at that end part is where we call the Catholic cemeteries. It's that sacred place blessed by a bishop. Two places he blesses is a church because Jesus rests there, and the other place he blesses in a very special way is a cemetery because that's where God's people are.
Now, you said the church. This is, in fact, the Archdiocese of Chicago's ministry?
It is the ministry of the Archdiocese, an extension of that arm of that caring of who the Archdiocese is. We are blessed in this Archdiocese to have 45 Catholic cemeteries.
45.
45 Catholic cemeteries.
Through Cook and Lake counties.
All through those counties so that people can be close to where they grew up or where their families are currently buried. The other beautiful part about it is that currently there's probably about 2.3 million Catholics in the Archdiocese. About 2 years ago, we have buried 2.3 million below ground, and there are 2.3 million above the ground,
wow.
representing the church and who they are. And why do we have Catholic cemeteries? What's the significance of it is that every person, every life is a gift.
All right. And we're going to come back to that that notion in just a second.
All right.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
We have a 24-page special section on our three new auxiliary bishops. We talk to our bishops-to-be, Fathers Bartosik, Casey, and Hicks. We walk you through the ordination rite, and we give historic perspective on auxiliaries in the Archdiocese. And in this edition, we take a look at what the local church is doing to safeguard children from being abused.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
What does the gift of hope look like? It's an abandoned young woman with two young children searching for help. I'm Maggie at Catholic Charities Housing Services. As we worked with her, she blossomed before our eyes. She wrote a book, married, and often returned to say hello. You see, we believed in her, and she trusted us because, for us, this isn't just a job. It's a calling to be Chicago's Good Samaritan. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Join the Office of Human Dignity and Solidarity for the 2018 Life and Justice Conference at Mount Carmel High School on Saturday, September 15th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sister Helen Prejean will be our keynote speaker at this gathering of Catholic social ministers and justice advocates in the Archdiocese of Chicago, where the focus will be on how we can create a reality where all people are guaranteed the rights and opportunities to have life and to have it abundantly. Tickets are $20 until August 1st, $25 after August 1st, and $30 at the door. Please visit pvm.archchicago.org to register, or visit the Office of Human Dignity and Solidarity's Facebook page at OHDS Chicago for more information.
Welcome back. It's good to be with you this morning for another edition of Diaconia, A Call to Service. We're talking this morning with Deacon Glenn Tulutke, who is the Outreach Coordinator for Catholic Cemeteries, a ministry of the Archdiocese of Chicago. I wanted to turn the corner a little bit. Glenn, you've given us a general notion of the size, the spread of Catholic cemeteries. Would you say 45?
45 Catholic cemeteries.
45 Catholic cemeteries. And how long have you been at this business?
In excess of 180 years.
Not you personally.
Not me personally,
okay.
No.
Okay, but Catholic cemeteries, 180 years to its credit. That's a beautiful thing. As I say, I want to turn the corner a little bit and go back to the year 2015 when Pope Francis kicked off, it was December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. He kicked off the Year of Mercy, which I think was very well received, very much participated in. And in to live out that gift of the Year of Mercy, we turned a lot of attention to the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy. And there's 14 of them, 7 in each category, works of mercy corporally and works of mercy spiritually. Dave, I know I can see I'm looking at your notes right in front of you, but really quickly, what are the highlights of these 14 works of mercy as they might pertain to us this morning?
Well, one of the corporal works of mercy is to bury the dead, which of course ties right into what Glenn has been talking about. And the spiritual works of mercy, comforting the afflicted, praying for the living and the dead, those who have experienced a death in their family, are needing comfort in their grief, deacons, priests, lay people, lay ministers often serve the needs of people when they come to the parish and they need to bury a loved one.
Yeah, so these works of mercy, they're carried out, they're executed, implemented by the church through her ministers, but they're also, correct me, but they're also something, these are works that each and every one of us is called upon to do. Is that?
Yeah, praying for the living, the dead. We're all, as baptized Christians, we're called to pray for the living and the dead and to keep our loved ones in our thoughts and prayers every day and praying for those who have no one to pray for.
Okay, all right. And so these works of mercy, we might be doing them and not aware that there's a name for them, but if you're like me, it helps to know what I'm doing. If there's a word that can be applied, a word or two that can be applied to what we're doing. So, caring for the grieving, caring for the afflicted, walking with people, instructing them in the faith, and literally burying the dead. That's all part of the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And our Catholic cemeteries in the Archdiocese, we're blessed to have their. They're up front and ready to do that day in and day out for the past 180 years. I also want to turn, this is our second corner to turn, if you're keeping track, to turn a bit practical. Now, Glenn, you mentioned the 45 different cemeteries spread throughout the Archdiocese. Now, I happen to live in Westchester, which puts the beautiful Queen of Heaven Cemetery and Our Lady of Mount Carmel in walking distance, literally, of my home. If I'm looking for a place for a loved one, for myself, do I have to go to the neighborhood cemetery, or can I spread my wings and go, my family is We have lots of Holy Sepulchre graves. Is there a geographic restriction on me?
There's absolutely no geographic restriction whatsoever, Deacon. You can go wherever you want, wherever you have loved ones. And that's the beautiful part about this archdiocese is you have a choice. You have a choice of where you are going to be interred. And the beautiful part about it, and I just want to emphasize, if I may, very, very strongly, that the church is a living organization. It's not bricks and stones. Mm. It's each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that journey, that walk, especially during the grieving process, is a very, very important walk. And for those of us that are privileged, and each of us has that opportunity to be that gift, that special person that takes grief and extends their comfort, care, and compassion towards those people.
Okay. Let me be devil's advocate,
okay.
Ted, here.
Like you always are.
I'm so familiar with
nothing
the role.
Nothing new, yes.
Right. Why don't I just get cremated and put the ashes, grandma's ashes, on the fireplace mantle and be done with it? What's this funeral business and burial? What's the point?
Well, first of all, it's a tradition of our church.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tradition of our church to be buried in holy ground, in sacred ground. You don't want to be on the shelf because it doesn't honor that body of yours. And I realize some people say, well, Deacon, it doesn't really matter because it's just the soul, it's just what's left over. That which has left over has been washed in baptism. It has been signed in confirmation with sacred oil. It is a sacred thing. And I realize that any given day when I'm honking my horn or going through traffic and saying, you know, am I really sacred? Yes, I am, because God is part of that. Within that very remains that are there, Jesus came into that soul and into that very, very being. And that's why we do what we do. And it carries the people. And in a Catholic cemetery, which is a sacred ground, people say, well, you know, Deacon, I don't really care. My mother's gone. I remember her in my heart. Jesus, whenever he had any confrontation or whenever he thought about things, whenever he was troubled, he had that special place, that he could go to and be united in the most special way with his Father. And that's what a Catholic cemetery is. It's that place that you can come and sit and reflect. You can touch the stone that touches the ground, that touches the mortal remains of not only someone who has loved you, but someone whom you have loved.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we were on the air, we made brief mention of the Vietnam War Memorial and how moving and deeply touching it is to see people approach that and touch the wall, to see the name of their loved one on the wall. Can you relate that to what the business of Catholic cemeteries is?
Well, the ministry of Catholic cemeteries is to recreate that spontaneity of that feeling of that psychological as well as a spiritual sense of that uniting. And that's what that does, to see and to touch and to kind of be there in a very special way, knowing. And the other thing being, too, the Catholic cemeteries are what I always used to come to kind of in a nice sort of way. It reminds me of the underground church.
Okay.
Those are all the people awaiting the resurrection of Christ.
Okay. And thank you for that, Glenn. And we're going to take another break, and then we'll come back for our final segment. Thank you.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll take you to a screening of a Holocaust denial film and the discussion that followed. We'll take you to a sunrise prayer service on Chicago's lakefront. And we'll show you how a Catholic elementary school found a unique way to ring in the new school year.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100. Here's an important message about Catholic schools from Cardinal Blaise Supich and Loyola Ramblers Chaplain Sister Jean.
Sister Jean and I have something in common, a Catholic education, and we were both educated by the sisters.
It was the best education I could ever get, based on faith, values, and respect for people of all backgrounds.
Now the sisters are passing the baton on to us to make sure that all children have a chance at Catholic school education. A new tax credit scholarship program here in Illinois offers needs-based scholarships to non-public school students. But the scholarships need to be funded.
As you know, my scouting reports are quite good, and I can tell you that donors will get a 75% state tax credit. That's a win-win for you and for students who receive the gift of a Catholic education.
To find out how to donate, go to archchicago.org. Sister Jean and I thank you for supporting our Catholic schools.
Cardinal, that's a slam dunk.
Welcome back to Diaconia, Call to Service. We're discussing this morning, Deacon Dave Brensick and I. I'm Richard Hudzik, and we've got with us this morning in the studio Deacon Glenn Teletke, Outreach Coordinator for Catholic Cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Chicago. A couple of points. David, spin us through quickly. There's a couple other topics I want to get to, but relatively quickly, not really doing justice to the question, but liturgically, what's the church offer in terms of prayers in connection with the death of a loved one?
Well, when a family has someone die, there can be prayers that are said after death. A priest or a deacon can come to the home and say those prayers. Families should go to the parish and meet with the priest to make the arrangements. Or the funeral person at the parish who handles those details, starting to plan the funeral mass, who's going to be the celebrant. There'll be a wake service done at a funeral home. And then, of course, contacting the cemetery to make arrangements for with the body. Is it going to be buried, cremated? What's going to happen there? And then there are services. There's the committal service that's done at the cemetery.
Okay, some words we hear floating about that we've got. I'm going to the wake, I'm going to the visitation, I'm going to the vigil service. What's the difference?
Well, the wake is usually at a funeral home. There's the funeral mass, and the committal is where the body is brought to the cemetery, and it's kind of the last chance for the family to say goodbye before the body is buried.
And that vigil service that we hear of, that takes place during the wake, during the visitation. It's a particular slotted time that when people gather formally in prayer.
Yes, and it's a chance, I think, for that's the place for eulogies for families and friends to share those special memories of their loved ones.
Okay, all right. Thank you for that. And want to turn a couple of things to back to Glenn. Glenn, I used the word asked you about cremation and ashes before. Is that okay for a Roman Catholic to be cremated?
It's all right to be cremated, but it's also the tradition of our church to bring those cremated remains of the human body and be buried in a Catholic cemetery. Here again, showing that same respect, that same dignity for the human body as you would a full body.
Okay.
And
right.
The Catholic cemeteries, you can be buried. You can put the cremated remains in the ground. You could put it in a columbarium. You can put them in a niche. That's one of the nice things, and one of the things, again, that extension of the care ministry of the Archdiocese for those who have died is that you have choices.
All right, you've convinced me. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
I've got my plot.
and so, if one of our listeners is animated to follow up on what we're suggesting here, Who do I call? What's the number? How do I begin? Do I have to know what I need, or will somebody help me? This sounds complicated. Who do I call?
Just call the Catholic cemeteries. Our main number is 708-236-5400.
What was that number again, Dave?
708-236-5400. And the website is CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org.
Now, if I call, am I going to get some big high-pressure sales pitch where I gotta buy something?
You don't have to buy. We're here to be of service. We will explain to you what needs to be done and how we together, as church, as ministry, can fulfill your needs and your wants.
Now, suppose I'm not Catholic or my spouse is not Catholic, and we want to take care of things before we die. Should I go someplace else because my spouse is not Catholic?
The Catholic Church never divides families. So if someone is married to a spouse that isn't Catholic, they can certainly be buried in the Catholic cemeteries.
Okay. And where can I come in and talk to somebody?
Yes, in any of our offices. And like I said, if you call 708-236-5400 or go on the website, you will see all of our cemeteries listed. And also, we have consultants that will actually come to your home and talk to you over and go through the actual process of selection and telling you what needs to be done and how to do it.
How about going out to a parish? Will you come out and talk?
If anybody will have me out to talk about death and dying and the order of Christian funerals, I'm available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, just to spread the news that, yes, this is a journey. It's one that we don't have to face, but I haven't seen anybody who isn't going to have to face it. And the beauty of it is, between the time someone dies till the time we actually have the service is about 72 hours. And sometimes we get so busy about being busy that we forget about who we're celebrating the life of. And I realize that some people would say, how can you celebrate life, or how can you celebrate death? We celebrate the life of that one who has loved us and who we have loved.
Okay. So I'm hearing you implicitly saying, maybe the crush and the rush and the passion, the grieving, that's not the best time to try to do this. Do we do this ahead of time?
Pre-planning is a definite gift to you and to your family to know what you want, because it is a celebration of your life.
Okay. Glenn, thank you so much. Dave, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. 708-236-5400.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for Catholic Chicago. You can stream our programs live or listen to past programs by visiting our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV. And please connect with Catholic Chicago on social media.